There are many skills that a business owner needs to run a powerfully authentic business, and effective communication is one of them. Yet, it's something that a lot of business owners don't think about. Do you listen to understand, or are you waiting for an opening to get your point across? If you don't have good ways to communicate on your team, or with your clients or prospects, you could fall flat. Today, I'm going to share a critical step that you can take to make sure that your communication works. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your business success catalyst. Listen first, speak second. Often we think that communication is about how we say things, the words that we use, the words that we choose. The most effective communication can oftentimes be what we don't say. The mental process that occurs when we're receiving information is critical, as well as the emotional process of someone feeling heard. When you're listening to understand, there are strategies you can use to ensure that you capture the full meaning of the conversation. So today I encourage you to practice passive listening. Passive listening is where your communication, the words that come out of your mouth, are very limited. Your communication using your ears becomes much more active. So it's an invitation to discuss thoughts, and people want to be heard, don't you? You create an environment where open communication can happen and people can share their real thoughts, not what they think you want to hear. It can be difficult for some because it involves listening to the other person's story without responding verbally. And it can be tricky to do over the phone because the person on the other end will not be able to see your eye contact or body language. So, as you're practicing passive listening, make sure to respond with small statements that indicate you are listening, such as "go on" or "uh-huh." It's going to be really uncomfortable at first if this type of listening is something that you haven't done in the past, and you may have something that comes to mind that you want to say right away. And if you're like me, you may be worried that you're going to forget your point later. But passive listening is a really critical skill, and you can gain so much more knowledge by listening than by talking. So if you're like me and sometimes worry that you're going to forget a point, jot a quick note to yourself, but continue to listen rather than interjecting your thoughts right in the middle. The person that you're listening to will appreciate it, and I know that you're going to gain a lot more because you won't be multitasking. You'll be focusing on what they are saying. It'll open up your communication paths, and I bet you'll be thrilled by the results. So, let me know if you try this today, and let me know how it goes. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your business success catalyst, and I'd love it if you'd join me over on Facebook. You can find me over there at facebook.com/StephCallahan1. Click on the like button and come over to the wall and tell me a little bit about you and your business. I hope you have a great day. To your success, and bye-bye for now.